Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here on Ireland's Classic Hits. It is Saturday, so we've got an entertainer on the line. Hello, Brian Gilligan, how are you doing?
Hello, Classic Hits, thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
I had your number in my phone already. I must have had you on before. Maybe it was during the commitments or something.
Yeah, possibly. It's nice to get back again.
Well, listen,
nice
tell
to know
us.
You're wanted.
They paid me, I'm only joking. Now listen to me, tell me about this pop-up musical that you're doing at the moment. This is just intriguing.
It is intriguing, and it's a very interesting and very fun, exciting project to be a part of. All thanks to Donal Shields and getting the opportunity to take part in what's almost like, how would you describe it, like a flash mob musical where a group of people have gotten together, we're showing up with a PA system and microphones, and we're going to be performing excerpts from musicals. And obviously because of myself and the other two girls and their involvement in the commitments, and obviously the big deals, Kevin Hartness, who's a fantastic singer as well, this quartet are basically going to be going around entertaining people. And we're going to be starting with excerpts and songs from the commitments musical. And it's going to be super. We're really looking forward to it. And it's brilliant because it's almost like musicals being brought to your doorstep or to your garden, and or a hop on, hop off bus. So the whole vibe is brilliant. Yeah. It's almost like you don't see it coming and surprise, surprise, there we are.
So it literally is a pop-up musical. I thought that was just the name of it. I was thinking it was going to be like a big screen or something on somebody's street, but you're actually going to be there in person.
Yeah, we're going to be there in person. We're going to be outdoors. We're going to be performing live to audiences of however many people. And I think just because of the last year and a half and because of the climate for the entertainment and the arts industry, this is something that's very accessible. It's very doable. And while we're working our way towards October 22nd, when restrictions lift completely, we're in a position where we're able to entertain, and we're able to do it in a fun, different, and I suppose an engaging way, so that people actually feel like they've had a live gig brought to them, and they can, you know, they can have their cup of tea or coffee and watch from their house or on their
they can, you know, be doing the weeding in their garden. Yeah,
or
exactly.
As I said, like if it was a case of anywhere else that they just least expect it. Like it's a super project, and it's really, really fun, and chuffed to be a part of it. So
yeah, are you out for a run at the moment, Brian? You sound like you're out of breath there.
I'm all right. I'm just out running at the moment. And
are you actually running while you're doing a radio interview?
I am.
That
I
is
am.
Dedication.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't even stop.
To just get out and just clear my head. So.
I've never ever spoke. Even the fitness gurus never even are out running when I ring them. That's so funny, Brian.
yeah, they're always. They're always managing to find time to sit down and relax. I'm on a 5-minute time schedule with kids.
Brian doesn't have time to do a 5-minute interview, so he has to get his run in at the same time. That's so funny. I was only watching you there this morning on Britain's Got Talent, that audition that you did that blew everyone away. That must have been the scary, or does it even get scary for you? Because you're used to doing like the West End, and you're used to doing live, you know, massive audiences, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, the really different thing about Britain's Got Talent was just a different way of coping under pressure. For a show that was fantastic, but I'd had such a long break from being on stage that a part of me almost forgot what it was like. And I was also going through a lot of my own kind of personal grief at the time, which prolonged itself just because I hadn't really been dealing with it only when I'd taken a substantial break. Mm. But Britain's Got Talent was fantastic because it was able to provide the perfect platform to get back out there and do my thing and realise how much I love this.
Yeah.
Don't want to feel another touch. Don't want to start another fire. Don't want to know another kiss. Baby, unless it is your lips.
It's gas. You mentioned how you'd kind of lost your confidence because you seemed as cool as a cucumber on that stage, and even hanging out with Anton Deck and everything. It was like this was not a bother to you, but inside you were just like nervous and just feeling sick almost.
It was like the percussion section of a very kind of upbeat tribal piece. I was one of these people who just had to contend with so much nerves and so much like am I going to run offside stage and barf in the toilet? But thankfully, that never happened. Like, I'd say, it came across in a way that was like, you know, this doesn't bother me, at least from the outside, if that's how it looked, and I'm delighted.
Oh, yeah. I'd say almost the waiting to go on when you do a show like that, the waiting backstage is probably the worst bit, and you're okay when you get on, but it's all the hanging around because you build it up
it
in
is,
your head.
Yeah, yeah, because absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more, because you're in a position where you're observing everything happening and you're observing people go out and perform, and that waiting and anticipation means that you're looking at the clock longer. You're telling yourself, will I go to the toilet? Will I have a sandwich? Will I do some scales? Will I call the missus? What will I do?
Because probably I feel like I'm just going to go for a run, probably.
Yeah, honestly, I would. Just to clear my head, it's the best thing to do, to be honest with you.
Is this a new thing that you started during lockdown, or have you always been into this?
Well, during lockdown, I've managed to, with gyms being closed and just with the means of trying to keep the head fresh and keep, you know, somewhat a little bit more level during the day, I found running's just been fantastic, and I managed to get up to about 18 kilometres at one point. That's dipped again, so just trying to find my form, and inverted commas, God, what does that even mean?
You're trying to get away from the kids for 2 minutes, really, isn't it? That's really
isn't it? Exactly, a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah, because you mentioned when you were on the telly on Britain's Got Talent how, you know, the reason you were grieving was because your brother had passed away from a heart attack. Was he very young?
He was. He would have been, well, the age difference between myself and himself was about, 22 or 23 years. So Dave would have been a kind of a different generation, but obviously, you know, just an older age. He was 52 when he passed away.
Very young.
And it hit quite heavy. He was a big influence in my life and in my musical tastes, and in being a Man United fan and being a Gahead. And, you know, he was just one of those people that had so much of, you know, so much of an influence and so much of a strong impact. And Britain's Got Talent was one of those things that I did have to ask myself the big question of, if I do this, you know, is it because if he was here right now, would he be telling me to get back out there and try and find that confidence again? And pushing through that process, as I'm sure you know, can be a little bit tricky sometimes, but having those memories, and again, it's not to sound cheesy, having those positives kind of got me through, and the outcome was fantastic. Like, everything beyond the first audition was a bonus, and I was so happy to have done it.
And it was a very sudden with your brother then. Was his health okay before that?
Yeah, I mean, he'd been relatively all right. He was, you know, he had two minor strokes prior, but he'd recovered from them. And I suppose over the space of about 7 or 8 years, he'd regained his physical mobility. Unfortunately, he couldn't work, but he was, you know, trying to find his way back to using his body and kind of holistically getting himself back to as healthy as he possibly could. But obviously we can just never tell. These things happen by chance, and it's something that's very difficult to deal with. But all that we're left with now is just the positive memories and how much of a wonderful force of nature he was. And I think that, as opposed to nothing, is the best thing that we can have. He's such a, and I'm trying to live by his example and just, you know, take a leaf out of his book, because he was such a great person. And you know, what he left was exceptional. So that's all that we can do as humans, can't we? So.
Yeah. Well, you're doing what you love, Brian. You're back singing, pop-up musical. You're back out running, which is great. And I hope that it all goes well for you. So pop-up musical, where can we get details for that?
It's Verdam Productions for Donald Shields. And if you check us out on social media, you'll be able to keep up to date as to where we're going to be and what we're doing. So I think that's the best thing to do at this point.
I might even see you jumping out of a bush in my front garden, Brian. You never know.
Listen, probably will. Great to catch up.
I'll let you get back.
And I love doing it.
You can be one of those weirdo neighbours just jumping out of it at any point. Listen, Brian, great to catch up.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your run there. You're putting the rest of us to
shame.
Thanks so much.
Have a great one. Cheers for having me again.
This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.